This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan on a packed Wednesday morning show. Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps, will join us at 7. We'll talk about Ovi breaking the record and then look ahead. Not that many games left in the regular season. They're getting ready for the playoffs.
Yep.
So we'll talk to Coach Carberry at 7 o'clock. Right now, let's open up the Junkies sports page. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. You can sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You'll get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
We opened the show talking about James Wood and how he hit a couple pops yesterday against the Dodgers, or last night against the Dodgers.
Remember the great line. You look at his lines. Amazing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was DHing last night because they gave him the night off in the outfield. Mm-hmm. They put Call in left. They had Jake Young playing center and Cruz playing right. And Wood went 3-for-4, hit a two-run bomb, bottom of the first, hit another one later in the game.
Both the bombs were first pitches, too.
Yep. He drew a bases-loaded walk, 5 RBIs for the night. This kid, Robolenski, who started for the Dodgers pitching staff's riddled with injuries right now. But so Robolenski, who's very young and hasn't made a lot of starts, gave up 8 runs in 5 innings.
He had a rough one.
And it was cold. It was definitely cold. And the Dodgers, who had started off 8-0, they were looking to set records for a defending champ, are now 9-4, and they've lost the first two in this series. And the Nats have won 4 straight. They took the series against Arizona, took the last two in that series, and the first two of the Dodgers series. They will wrap up the series today, day game, 4 o'clock. But 8-2 win for the Nats. Also, Brad Lord, who made his first major league start, went 3 innings, didn't allow a run, struck out 4, then he gave it up to the Pen. The Pen got it done.
That's my Home Depot guy.
That is.
That is your Home Depot guy.
That's a feel-good story right
EB,
there.
EB, you know what James Wood, he reminds me of you in a certain way. His power is center
Thank
field.
You. I like you comparing me to
right
James
center
Wood.
And
Thank
left
you.
Center.
That's an
Thank
aggressive
you.
Comp.
No, I like it. He's right.
I mean, EB,
was.
Like growing up, I mean, EB and I used to play like one-on-one baseball, but I think EB developed his power because at one point, we would play in his front yard, but the home run was across the street, and then you had to hit the ceiling of the Cape Cod.
Yeah, right. Hit it over
or
the
not
house.
The ceiling, the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
Or hit it over the house eventually. And that was center field. So EB developed like kind of this power alley where he had to kind of extend his arms, where I was always more of a pull hitter.
You're a slap.
And James Wood, we talked to Mike Riz about, he's not a pull hitter.
Well,
he likes to kind of extend the arms, and it's all his home runs are going to be like center field, left center, maybe right center. He doesn't seem to pull it.
I like his approach, and because did he have a homer in the game before, or was it 2 days
yes.
before? And they asked him about it, and he talked about how, you know, he doesn't go up there to try to hit home runs at all. He said it feels like if he goes up with that mindset, it really just screws him up. So it almost reminds me of Zimmerman. Like, some guys maybe go up there and trying to hit bombs. He's just really just trying to hit the ball hard, and whatever happens, happens. And it obviously serves him well.
He's the most chill dude ever.
He's so chill.
He's the kind of guy, like, his heart rate probably never gets above, like, 60.
Right. Like, he could be in the middle of this streak, you know, where he's just killing the ball, but he's not trying to hit homers.
Yeah.
He's just trying to hit the ball hard, make good swings, and see what happens. And he's being rewarded.
Well, his second home run went right center, so he pulled it. But he's just the real deal. And, it's just fun to watch him. He's been batting anywhere from top of the lineup, which he did 2 nights ago. He was the leadoff hitter when he hit that first homer of the series. And then last night he hit in the two hole. obviously he's hitting the three hole to start the year. So he's just been all over the place and just hitting bombs. He's got four on the season. So great win for the Nats.
And then regarding Cruz, he's got four hits and four runs scored in his last three games.
Yep.
So he's turning it on a little bit. So that's great to see.
Today will be a 4:05 first pitch. It'll be Jake Irvin, still looking for his first win. ERA near 5.5 against Knack, who's 1-0, ERA of 0. So looking for a sweep for the Nats, and it's certainly a possibility. It's not going to be as cold today. It's not going to be as windy. It's going to be in the mid-50s with no wind, as opposed to last night, which was just butt cold. Wind chill at my house this morning was 28.
No, it was so windy.
For April 9th, that's just that's not normal.
I went over to the club just to hit some balls, use a sauna, whatever, and the wind kept knocking over my back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's on a little stand or whatever. It's fine. There's no reason.
Yeah, it was windy.
But such gusts of wind kept knocking it over.
30, 35 mile an hour wind gusts.
Yeah.
It'll do that.
I was like, this is finished. I'm out of here. Get out of here.
So other scores from last night. Braves starting to win some a little bit. Remember, they started out 0-7. They won two of the last three. They beat the Phillies 7-5. Orioles lost in Arizona 4-3. Charlie Morton is now 0-3, ERA near 9, who they acquired in the offseason.
Not a good start.
Not a good start for him. They also announced that they're going to put another pitcher on the IL. Zach Elfin's going to be, I think, I can't remember what the injury was. Valdez, do you know what that injury was for Elfin?
It was arm fatigue. That's what they claim.
So he's on the IL. So not good for the Orioles. Paul Skenes had his worst start of his career last night.
I heard it was the worst he's ever had, including college and high school.
Makes sense. He's never had, certainly, you know, with the Pirates, he's never given up five runs in 2 years. So gave up five runs over six, and he got the loss. I believe he got the loss. Yeah, he got the loss. Cardinals beat him 5-3. So you kind of always used to seeing Skenes, you know, dominate one earned run, two earned runs, maybe three. But last night he was just wasn't good.
In that game, the wind chill was dipping into the 20s. I'm sure that was fun.
No.
I'm sure it's fun to pitch in those conditions.
I saw like there was some clip going around of him and his girlfriend, you know, Livy Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
She's pleasant to look at, Kate.
Sure.
And they were doing some sort of trivia thing where they were, I don't know, they were just playing some stupid thing you see on YouTube or something. He's kind of boring at Paul Skenes.
He has no riz. He has riz, but he's boring.
I don't know if he has the riz. He's got.
Well, if he's dating Livy Dunn, he's got some level.
He's got
of the
stature.
Riz.
Yeah. He's got stature. I put him low on riz.
His riz meter low.
He seemed like a boring dude. Mm. He's a great pitcher.
Yep.
But he seemed like a boring dude.
Wasn't great last night, but he is a great pitcher. Red Sox lost 6-1 last night, and the reason I bring up this game is their stud center fielder / left fielder, Jaron Duran, talked about a suicide attempt in 2022.
Pretty courageous to talk about that.
It really is. In 2022, you know, he was going through a lot of stuff mentally. He wasn't playing well. He was hearing it from the fans. He was hearing it from the media.
So what did he actually try to do?
He was in a hotel room and had a rifle and pulled the trigger, but it misfired or didn't click.
Right.
And he said, you know what? That's a sign.
That's pretty crazy.
That I can't do it. And now he's talking about it. He's basically saying, hey, anybody's going through this, I feel your pain. You're not alone. But it's just a crazy story that that Jaron Duran actually attempted suicide just 3 years ago.
Counseling and help to kind of get him through.
Did you hear
he's
about,
doing much better. He was the All-Star MVP last year. He's a really good player, and he's doing much better, certainly on the field and
good.
Off the field.
Good to hear.
Did you hear about the football player who said that he thought about suicide? He had some sort of form of OCD, which I had never heard of. It had to do with religion.
Mm-hmm.
He was an offensive lineman, and I guess he didn't play towards the end of the season. He's come back. But his OCD was he couldn't get his brain to slow down thinking that everything that he did was wrong.
Everything
like
he did
Jesus is supposedly perfect, so he wanted to be perfect, and he could not get the brain to slow down, so his OCD just overwhelmed him, and he had to step away from the NFL field.
Right. Was it, and he's back?
He's coming back.
Yeah. Well, you wish the best for him, but yeah, that's just a wiring thing, right?
Yeah, seems like
gotta get that figured out.
Really sad story. Octavio Dotel, who was a pitcher for many years.
15, I think.
Started in 1999 with the Mets and pitched for a bunch of different teams. Pitched for Houston, pitched for the Yankees, Kansas City, Atlanta, the White Sox, the Pirates, the Dodgers. Think about this. The Rockies, the Blue Jays, the Cardinals, and the Tigers. Basically pitched for every team in the league. But as you guys have heard, there was a massive, devastating nightclub collapse in the Dominican Republic.
Right. It's awful.
That killed almost 100 people.
Yeah, like 98 dead.
Yeah, including Dotel. There was also another former major leaguer. I want to say it was Tony Franco. Drabby, can you check on that? He used to play for the Nats. I think he played for the Nats for – he only pitched 1 year.
I saw the kid's name. Yeah. I think he's like 42 now or something.
Yeah, and he was also in the devastation. He also died. But, man, just a devastating collapse at that nightclub. It was on video.
Mm-hmm.
Happened at 1 in the morning. Dotel was killed. He was trapped in the rubble for 6 hours.
Was it weather-related? Do we have any details on that? Like why
– I don't think it was weather-related.
The structure was just old and like just –
Yeah, I haven't
seen
that.
The guy that they all went to go see, Ruby Perez, he died too.
Was he the lead singer of the band?
I guess.
And that is a terrible story.
Hmm. Ruby Perez, the merengue singer who was performing at the Jet Set, died. He was 69.
Yeah.
Tony Blanco.
Tony Blanco. Sorry, not Tony Franco.
56 games for the Nats in 2005. Looks like that was his only major league.
Yeah, it was his only year. Yeah, Tony Blanco. Yeah, sorry, botched that name.
But he's the father, they say, of a current prospect who's in the Pirates organization, Tony Blanco Jr.
Yeah.
Cakes, I see that they say it's too early to tell what the cause of the roof collapse
was. Yeah, it sounds like the roof just gave way without any sort of warning.
Just awful. So we kind of talked about the Wizards last night. They lost to the Pacers, so their record currently is 17-62. And JP and I have won the season win total bet of under 20.5.
Nice dub for you guys.
Pretty.
But Alex Saar had a good game.
Yep.
20. I think he had 12 boards, had a few blocks.
His season stats are about what I expected. So on the season, he'll average 13 and just under 7. Mm-hmm. I mean, technically 12.7 points per game and 6.7 rebounds per game with 1.5 blocks. But in the last 20, which is a pretty decent sample size, he's averaged 15.7 to go along with the boards and assists and blocks. So
I mean, it's sick line yesterday.
I think he's had a pretty good rookie season.
Well, I think they have to be thrilled. I think they have to be thrilled with his development.
I think you're right.
On 10/22, JP has over Alex Saar averaging 12.5 points per game. Bish has no. That's for $10.
Ooh, that's right. A big one. That's a sizable
point two
bet.
Over, baby.
All right. Man. Well, still a have a few one. Games left.
Just saying, for the last few games, it's right. A major Alex Saar sweat for you two.
Big okay. Saar
sweat. How many points is he averaging?
12.7.
Oh my god!
And it's 12.5 is the
hold
bet.
On for the season
for the entire.
That's
season.
What I have for the season.
I have a 13.1.
Okay.
I mean, according
so
to ESPN,
I have an old number.
Like, all right, hold on. We can check.
I have 13.1,
6.6.
Rebounds. 13.1. You're right.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's even better.
Yeah, but
for
a
you.
Dud or two can still big dud.
Who did JP think so invested in Alex Saar?
I mean, if one game could move the needle that much,
I doubt it's going to move that much after 82 games.
If it went from 12-7 to 13-1,
yeah, but
it's not going to move. That much.
I don't know.
Sometimes this AI is
they pull them after like a couple minutes for health purposes and gets a big donut for that game.
I mean, it's certainly possible. They play the Sixers next. They suck. Then they play Chicago, Miami. So there's three games left. It's 13.1, and I got to get them down to 12.4.
You need some real duds at the end.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. It's probably not going to happen.
Like you're going to ship those
I'm probably going to give you $60 because I got to give you $50 for the win total plays and then add the 10.
How do I not have 100 Bilal Coulibaly bets in that book?
They wouldn't be in your favor.
Probably not. I'm glad I don't. Glad I didn't bet on him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think overall, it is kind of remarkable to say, but overall, they have to be thrilled with the development of these young guys, even though they only won freaking 17 games. It's kind of mind-boggling, but it is true.
I like Bub a lot. The game that Cakes and I went to last week, where everybody from 106.7 The Fan was in the suite, Bub put up 32.
He was killing it. He's crushing.
Mm-hmm.
Kid's 19 years old.
No, he's just a tough gamer. You could see right away, I was like, oh, this guy's going to play a long time in the league. He may just be a role player, but he's going to play a long time in the league.
Oh, I think he's beyond a role player.
Yeah. It's going to last a long time.
Yeah, I agree. Last but not least, Wes Welker joining the Commanders coaching staff as a personnel analyst.
He's got a lot of connections.
Yeah, I mean, he was a wide receiver coach in San Francisco, so he certainly knows Peters very well.
He's been Debo. Kingsbury.
Has he been with Peters in the last three stops?
Yeah,
he's been.
Well, he was with Miami after that.
Okay.
So he went from San Francisco to Miami.
Got it.
But he was with Mike McDaniel. So just a lot of connections, and he has been hired, and he knows Debo very well, a two-time Pro Bowl wide receiver. He's coached for Houston, San Francisco, and Miami since he retired. I think he retired back in like 2017.
I think he's going to be it's going to be like kind of a good bridge between Kingsbury and to Samuel to get the most out of Debo.
Yeah.
I like it. Good hire, man.
Really good hire. Yep.
And I sleep on the fact that he had 903 catches in his career.
And by the way, I think he could be very good, obviously, for Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Too.
100%.
Be a good mentor for the young wideouts, definitely.
Didn't Giselle get bitter at him in one of the...
At Wes Welker?
In one of the Super Bowls, or maybe it was a championship game, and she was like, Tom can't throw the ball and catch the ball.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Like, has Wes dropped one?
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady could have another Super Bowl win, I think. Mm-hmm. It wasn't an easy catch, but...
Yeah.
It's okay. Tom Brady's life's going pretty well. Yeah. It's fine.
He's going to be okay.
You know what? He could take an L here or there.
Hey, he took an L yesterday. Did you hear about the L Tom Brady took?
Maybe. Is it about Greg Olsen getting like an Emmy nod over him?
Oh, people really? Were making a big deal that the number one guy didn't get nominated for an Emmy.
Well, how could
his
you know
backup
for an
got
Emmy?
Nominated for an Emmy.
By the way, speaking of Emmys, this is good news for EB.
Yeah.
Our producer, Zach, for the Altcast said, if this Altcast with Ovi is like the record breaker or record tire, he said, could potentially be Emmy submission worthy.
There you go. No chance.
I don't know.
I know he said that going in. It was.
Maybe he's just trying to puff you up. I don't know.
It did end up being tying.
It was the record tying Altcast.
And I think by all accounts, everybody said it was our best. It's too bad Jason wasn't there for it.
I'm just putting it out there.
We were most relaxed.
When you're hoisting that Emmy.
There's a lot going on.
That's probably why.
When you're hoisting that Emmy above your head.
Did you?
I brought it up.
Did you see the video that went viral of the control room?
I did
when
not.
When Ovi broke the record?
I did not. Yeah,
it's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
The directors go, go to number seven, get ready. Number five, get ready. And he's just freaking out for like 60 seconds.
Yeah, you're frantic. You want to make sure you get the right shots on TV.
12, get ready.
It's you.
Gotta be locked
12,
in.
12, go to 12. Go to three.
Yeah. Those guys are good.
Yeah.
They're really good at what they do.
Yeah. I would
not
be good.
Maybe we'll get an Emmy. Does that mean Jason gets hoard?
That's fine. That'll be hilarious.
He's fine. It's okay.
We can let him have it.
No, I wouldn't accept it. Since I wasn't a part of it.
Stolen valor is what that would be.
You know what? I'd give it to who were the guests that night? I'd give one of the guests.
We only had one, I think.
Sansy. All right, I'd give Miami to Sansy.
Yeah, there
Sansy
you go.
Was really good. No, we had Ronick, too.
Yeah, Ronick and JR.
Yeah.
But DSP.
Was scheduled, but then once Ovi started his scoring clip,
he said, I don't want anything to do with those guys.
Right.
I'm punting that.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. It's a game show Wednesday. Call in now as we play a James Wood-inspired game.
Yes.
All right.
800-636-1067. You answer two questions right, we're going to hook you with the prize. Game show Wednesday here on The Junkies.